Mila Sikorska is a contemporary Ukrainian artist who has been living here in the Midwest for the past 7 years. Her art has been purchased by individuals and businesses from all over Europe and beyond, including in her native Ukraine and Ireland. She has decided to auction a number of her paintings in order to support the work of the Ukrainian Crisis Centre Ireland. And to find out more about Mila, her work and the auction, we are joined by Mila Sikorska and also Councillor Mary Howard in studio. And you're both very welcome. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Mila, I'll go to yourself first. Can you tell us how you became an artist and what brought you here to the Midwest?
This is my big hobby because my first profession is lawyer.
And you've obviously been painting for many years.
Oh, I painted all my life because my oldest sister studied in art academy.
And we have a couple of examples of your work here. Absolutely beautiful. There's a couple of flowers, really, really vivid, and one of what looks like a young girl, or I don't want to say princess.
It's actually a bride.
It's a bride.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's actually a bride, yeah.
This is the Ukrainian woman, pride of Ukraine.
Okay. Very, very nice. And your work, you're clearly, you've built up a big reputation. As I said, you've sold paintings all throughout Europe, New Zealand and places like that.
Yes, this is my exhibition.
And can you tell us why you've decided to auction your paintings and for the Ukrainian Crisis Centre Ireland? Could tell us a bit about them.
I want to support my country, Ukraine's, because the young, best people is died.
Okay, and the auction itself is going to be taking place in the Old Ground Hotel. And Mary, can you tell us a bit about your involvement with it?
Yeah, Mila and her partner Anatoly, I know Anatoly for many, many years, and they came to me a number of weeks ago and said that they wanted to do this because they both have family left in Ukraine, and this Ukrainian Crisis Centre supports people that have been left behind. I had never organised an art auction before. This is new to me. So it was like, good Lord, where do we begin? So I spoke with Alan Flynn in the Old Ground and Cormac O'Sullivan in D&G O'Sullivan Hurley and just said, how do we do this? Alan graciously offered the Old Ground as a venue. Cormac will be taking care of the auction on the night, and we have about 50 pieces. A number of the pieces will be well under 100 euros. And as you can see, they are really, really beautiful. There's still life. There's two cat ones. They're on display at the moment in the museum.
You have your eye on those, do you?
There's a couple of other ones. I absolutely adore that bride.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Bride.
And I mean, 100 euro for some of that work is seriously cheap.
Yeah. And the flower, the sunflower. Sunflower is a national flower of Ukraine.
I know
we're all planting sunflowers this year to kind of show a little bit of solidarity and support. And the background of that is gold leaf, which I discovered today, which is quite an expensive product to use. And gold is the colour of Ukraine. So there's a lot of meaning behind the paintings. But there's such a broad, there is landscapes, there's sunsets, there is still life. There is those small sunflowers. That's a series of four.
Okay.
So there's something, and just they're very different from what I've seen. And Mila's style is quite broad. You know, people are often quite restricted in what they do, I suppose, really. But so it's on Thursday night in the Old Ground from 7 o'clock onwards, and they're currently in the museum. If anybody wants to go in and have a little potter around and have a look at them, they really are. There's a stunning red one in there as well, the one with the red with the gold frame. It was based on kind of that style of art. It's very different. Really, really beautiful pieces.
Yeah, I think we can safely say, Millie, you're very talented.
Thank you very much.
It's okay, you can blush if you want, it's fine.
She's very shy.
But I mean, obviously Ukrainian Crisis Centre Ireland, Mary, does great work, and I mean, if there's so many pieces on display, and that, as part of the auction, hopefully a lot of money will be made.
Absolutely.
And we'll go a long way to helping the UCCI.
That's our prerogative, because they're working with people within Ukraine, because the lines of getting food in and out obviously been restricted. They're not able to harvest. There is nothing there to buy because a lot of the shops have been emptied, and they have convoys going out every week. A convoy went out this weekend from Dublin, full of stuff that's needed, whether it is stuff for babies or medicine or bedding or whatever. They're dealing with it on the ground, so they know what they need to get, and it's just gets shipped out immediately. So they're doing wonderful work, and it's great to be able to support them.
Definitely. And just to reiterate, the auction is this Thursday, 26th of May at 7 p.m. at the Old Ground Hotel, the Art for Ukraine auction. And I would say there'll be a good turnout and hopefully a lot of money made for the Ukrainian Crisis Centre Ireland. The artist is Mila Sikorska. Mila, thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much.
Appreciate your time, and best of luck on Thursday. Councillor Mary Howard, thanks very much.
My pleasure.